The government should develop a strategy to boost the economies of rural areas like the New Forest, according to a group of peers. Help is needed for countryside communities facing the challenges of Brexit, local council budget cuts, affordable housing and digital connectivity, as well as an ageing population, said the Lords Select Committee on the Rural Economy. A report said development plans should be tailored for rural areas to unlock their potential, with local bodies working as part of a wider, comprehensive approach by the government. Mobile network operators should cooperate more to boost not spot signals, it suggested, and consideration be given to suspending rural council house tenants' right to buy to protect affordable home stocks. Business rates should be reviewed, as well as public transport funding, it added. Committee Chair Lord Foster of Bath commented, "Rural communities and the economies in them have been ignored and underrated far too long. We must act now to reverse this trend, but we can no longer allow the clear inequalities between the urban and rural to continue unchecked." As reported in the ANT in the New Forest recently, there have been a series of post office closures announced, such as Sway and Brockenhurst. The district council's housing list contains some 3,500 people, and bus routes have been reduced by Hampshire County Council subsidy cuts. Crispin Truman, chief executive at the Campaign to Protect Rural England, said, "Almost one-fifth of England's population live in rural areas, but a failure to address the unique and specific needs of these communities have put them at risk of being left behind. Shop and school closures, dwindling public transport, and a shortage of affordable housing has left many people living in rural areas isolated and without access to vital services."